Hi, I'm Ken McLeod. We have designed and continue to refine unfetteredmind.org to make it easy for you to access our podcasts, translations, articles, and transcripts. But websites cost money to maintain and update. Our free content is only possible because people like you make donations. So if you find our materials helpful, please go to unfetteredmind.org/donate. Thanks.
Unfettered Mind, Power and Presence, Part 9.
So I've been thinking, here we are on the afternoon, the 11th, and I think we need to stir things up a bit because nobody's feeling anything. Yeah. Thank you. It's absolutely essential that you go away feeling that you came in touch with something. Otherwise you won't feel you got your money's worth, will you? Yes, Laura. So, you all have your pine needles? Good. That's not going to be enough, Betty. Here you are. Ah, yes. Sophie's got plenty. Carrie's got a good stash, yes. That's good. Okay. That's maybe a few too many, Stephanie. You have to watch this woman, because she usually does. If you get wiped out on World of Warcraft. Be suspicious. Okay, so, here's the deal. This is about the inner artist. What's the problem, Pat?
It's very deep.
Well, the thing about bringing out the inner artist is that you have to use a medium in which there are very, very few possibilities. Because if there are many possibilities, then you have to know the range of possibilities and the techniques and how to bring them out, etc., etc. But if you use a medium in which there are very, very few possibilities, then everybody is artistic. You know, because there's only so much you can do. So we're at Mount Baldy. The medium is pine needles. So you're going to arrange the pine needles into some kind of aesthetic arrangement. It can be symbolic. It can be autobiographical. Most art is. Whatever way you want. The only thing I would ask is please don't break the pine needles, otherwise we're going to have a hell of a time clearing everything up. So, very restricted medium. However, you're not going to do this alone. No work of art is complete without a critic. And you know what critics do. Well, the only way a critic can gain a reputation is by telling the artist what they're doing wrong. Yes, Stephanie?
I throw these parties. I call them bad art nights.
Okay. So, you're going to have a partner. And your partner is the critic. And the critic is going to tell you at every stage of the creation what you're doing wrong. Well, We just want to relieve you of that inner burden, so we're going to put it on the outside. Okay? Now, for those of you who are going to be in the critic role, and don't worry, everybody will get to play both roles. One of the key facets, if you've read any amount of art criticism, is that critics are not consistent. So don't worry about being consistent. Do be critical. Warming up to this, are we, Betty? Yeah, I saw that. It'll be interesting to see when she's being the artist, though. Okay. Now, you won't do this for too long. Now, as the art, you're extremely sensitive to criticism. Because you know that the only way you can be successful is to do exactly what the critic says. Yes, Stephanie? So that's when you're the artist arranging your pine needles, whatever the critic says, you do. Those are the rules. Okay?
So do you mean that as the critic we actually have to tell them what to do?
Yes, you tell them what they're doing wrong. No? But that's not alignment. Those aren't aligned. Align them perfectly. Oh, that's completely boring. Create some tension. Get the picture?
So the artist starts it and then starts to do something, and then the critic's right there from the gate?
The art's got to come up with the creation first, and then the critic kind of jumps in. Isn't that what happens?
How critical are we supposed to be?
How critical can you be?
I thought the artist was working while being criticized.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the case. Okay, it's not that the artist created first.
Well, the artist's going to start at first. But how long does it take for the critics to jump in?
Gets there till it's the gallery's showing, usually.
Well, I don't know.
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. Okay. Give Pat the microphone there.
So how far do we go? What's the result?
You're to stop short of murder.
Okay.
And grievous bodily harm. A microphone to Sophie.
Does the artist get to say anything back, or are you just having to hear it and operate on that?
How fruitful is it to argue with a critic?
I think if you explain your perspective, they might see where you're going.
Those of you who don't know, Jeff used to run the dance group, so he has first-hand experience. Do you want to say a word about that?
Yeah, I managed to get some astonishingly personally vicious reviews, and and some people who appreciated it, the work, wrote in. In one situation, I can think of responses to the critic, and this was she was a good writer in her own vicious way, and she just came back with another vicious diatribe. It was really interesting, and that's, you don't talk to critics because that's their language. Then you just fall into their frame. You're stuck. Yeah.
Well, that's how many artists see them. Yes.
I agree, yeah.
Ultra capitalist.
Okay. So, pair up. And decide who's going to be the artist and who's going to be the critic. Pair with somebody that you haven't paired with. Oh, and please keep the talking to a minimum. I didn't bring the bell from the... Pardon? Yeah. Pair up with someone you have not paired with before.
All rights to these podcasts. If you do wish to use a part or a whole podcast, please send an email to podcasts@unfetteredmind.org.